Welcome to Shomach Shalom on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Shalom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Durham Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Amudah, right in the beginning of the page, tells us that you learn from the Pasuk, Lehara or Lehetiv. Lehara means not to eat, and Hatova means to eat. So to eat, Hatova is always going to be a Rishus. It needs to be something that you're not doing in Aveiro. So also refraining from eating, Hara needs to be something that is a Rishus. And therefore, if someone's mevatel la mitzvah, it's not included. How do we know that the lehetiv, hatova, is rishos? So the Gemara in Shavuos addresses it, the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chof Zayin. And the Gemara there says, because when a person is doing an aveira, it's never hatova. Aveira is something which is bad for the person. In the same way, a physical thing can be bad for a person's body, the aveira is bad for a person's soul, for his nefesh. So Yemele HaTova can never be something which is an Aveira. That's not going to be HaTova. So HaTova, which means eating something which is allowed or is a mitzvah. So therefore, Hara, when a person is refraining from eating, also needs to be something which is not against the mitzvah. That's the Pshat and Gemara over here. But you see from this Gemara, Lehetiv means it has to be pure good. It needs to be something which is good for the body and for the soul. So it can't be against an aveira, and it can't be that a person is fasting, because that's not good for the body. It needs to be eating, and he's not doing an aveira. And lehara could be not eating, and also over aveira. That's a Rashi brings in Shavuos Daf Beis. Lehara lehetiv means, lehetiv is to eat, and lehara means not to eat. So the Oyev Yisrael Me'after brings a beautiful vort according to this. It says in the Pasuk, Chachomim heimo lehara, ulehetiv lo yado. They're smart lehorva, but belehetiv they don't know. Zok the Oyev Yisrael, lehorva means not to eat. Many people know how to refrain from eating, and that's how they're going to do tshuva. They're going to stop eating. But to eat, to do the right thing while you're eating, that's much harder to do. And I saw that in my Galir Sashas of the Rebbe Mitzke Rebbe Zetzal. He brings to this to explain a little bit more in a beautiful way. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tavkuf Ayin Aleph, in the beginning, and what the Shulchan Aruch speaks about is it good to fast and not good to fast. Says the Magen Avraham, the Nemes Sefer Musar, that one of the greatest things a person can do is while he's eating, not to eat too much. A person should stop his taiva. That's considered to be the biggest siguf. The while you're in the action of eating, and then you do it with a measurement, that's sometimes even more difficult than a person just fasting, just not doing eating at all. In the Magid Mishorim and the Peli Yoetz, they both say that when a person, while he's eating, he stops himself from indulging too much, that's considered to be as if a person is giving a korban, he's sacrificing himself. And the pashtus is the way it sounds from all this mefarshim. The idea is that when a person is in the act of eating and he has to control it, sometimes that's much more difficult. That's much more of a sacrifice than just refraining completely from getting close to this act. Says the Oyev Yisrael based on Gemara, lehara means not to eat. Lehetiv means to eat. So the pasuk is telling you, the chacham heimo lehara. To be, not to eat, everybody knows how to do it. You just refrain from eating, you fast. But to know how to eat right, to know how to be, to enjoy the Olam Hazeh, but be mesura, be mita the right way, that's much more difficult. Lehetiv lo yado, not everybody's zoyche to do that. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshav email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.